Well, our members were protesting in the township of Alexandra, just few kilometers outside Johannesburg in South Africa, calling to an end to xenophobic attacks on foreign nationals. The attack was aiming at intimidating the membership and the leadership of the EFF from discouraging South Africans from engaging in illegal activities of xenophobia. And when the shooting happened, unfortunately, one of our members was shot on the leg. But that did not deter us because our members became more determined. And we moved from door to door, house to house, speaking to our people and conscientizing them about how xenophobic attacks will discredit the standing of South Africa in the international community. And they were happy that the message was well received, except that one incident.
If you may tell us the latest on the condition of the member who was shot, how is he?
No, he has been admitted in hospital. He's in a very stable condition and is receiving a very good medical attention from the medical practitioners here in South Africa.
And what are people saying in South Africa? What were they telling you when you were moving from door to door?
The people in South Africa are saying they've waited for service delivery from 1994, almost 21 years, and nothing is happening. And because there is no proper explanation as to why are they continuing to be in a very miserable situation even after obtaining of political freedom. They are now becoming gullible and believing stories that no, a government is unable to deliver to them because foreign nationals are taking free houses and the jobs that were ordinarily were supposed to be received by South Africans. So we really tried to explain that there is a problem of job creation in South Africa, which is not caused by foreign nationals, that even if they were to leave, they will remain in the situation they are today. They will remain jobless, they will remain landless, they will remain homeless because the government of the day doesn't care about the people of South Africa. The leadership is self-serving.
What then is the way forward? We saw last week the entire leadership of South Africa trying to come together to end this violence, but it appears it's still continuing.
We hope that we will be able to calm the situation very soon. We have decided to now get ourselves involved and speak directly to our people and not through press conferences and through elite activities. We all have to dirty our hands and go down to explain to the ground that it is not foreign nationals who are causing a problem for us. These are the people who have actually provided shelter for us during difficult times, and therefore it is our turn now to receive them when they are confronted with difficult situations in their own countries. So we just need leadership that is available and leadership that will go to the ground and talk to the people and stop speaking to people through television and radios, but direct contact with ordinary people. With a proper explanation by the leadership on the ground, the people will be able to stop the violence.